This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead.
True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Now granting his first interview since having Kansas tossed from his bracket, Tony Davis joins us. Big Daddy. We got a lot to talk about. Men's brackets, women's brackets. Darryl will tell us who is leading our Doug and Daddy tournament pool. I've looked at it. And as I've said, right now, if you had Kansas to win the national championship, you're still going to be in that first page. It's next week when they're not advancing on that you will fall from the face of the earth. And it pretty much comes down to that. If you were one of the people that didn't put Kansas in your final four, you have shot to the front of you will shoot to the front, you would think, of all of your pools. If you were an Ohio State backer, I think you're looking really good, really, really good for the fact that even no matter what the Northern Iowa-Michigan State game does, Ohio State's already shown that they're better than Michigan State, and they can also play the tempo that Northern Iowa does, so probably the favorite. But again, you're looking for a Cinderella, then that means there have to be upsets, and you have them with Northern Iowa and Cornell and St. Mary's. I don't know about Washington. When you come out of a power conference and you get stuck in that double-digit seed, I never consider that too much of an upset. And I don't think a lot of people are overly shocked outside of Jay Billis that they're in the Sweet 16. But we'll talk about that. Nebraska had a big win last night, an easy win over Northern Iowa. We've got spring football that we're going to talk about. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star, who's actually up watching the women, so we can double-dip there a little bit. And a legendary coach has called it quits, Mike Lanham, the head girls basketball coach at Southern Valley, winning 73% of his games, 72%, 478 career victories, has decided to hang it up after 35 years, and he'll join us in the second half of the program today as well. So that is all coming up, plus Tiger Woods Speaks. Get your ideas and thoughts on that. Don't forget the phone line is open, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. The Debt Popper inbox for all your emails. Love to hear from you on anything that's going on. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Where do you want to start?
Well, what immediately comes to mind is Nebraska baseball having a chance to take two out of three from the number two and three ranked team in the country. Going to the ninth inning with a 5-3 lead and giving up a three-run home run. Oh, just a sickening feeling to be able to bounce back and get a great performance. And Chase Adams gets his first save as a Husker, comes back. Then you get beat 13-3 in the closer. I think you're going down there with this group. I think the goal was to get one, but you had an opportunity to win the series versus Texas and to knock out a supposed All-American. Entered the game with a .94 ERA. Right now, hats off, Mike Anderson. Let's see if you can't get something rolling when the schedule loosens up just a little bit. I think it was a good weekend for Nebraska baseball.
It was okay, but Texas is struggling at the plate, and they did so again until yesterday. Nebraska, maybe the
unearned runs yesterday.
The story there is Nebraska hitting off two great pitchers in Texas. Okay, there you go. Yeah, you can't give up a three-run bomb in the ninth. You can't do that. I don't care. I don't care what level. You can't do that, and that's what they did. One strike away from winning Friday night. Then they did make a great bounce back Saturday and got blown out yesterday. You said Friday you would think it was a major victory for one win, so I'm not going to blow it out of proportion any more than that.
No, I think that's what you went down there to do. But you had all the confidence in the world until the one pitch goes in the ninth, and you had a chance to get out of there, which is a sickening feeling.
Don't walk, guys. You're not going to get hurt with a two-run home run. You're going to get beat with a three-run home run. Don't walk, guys. That's what happened. Two outs, nobody on. You give up a double. That happens. Then you walk the next guy. And then the very next pitch, bullpen bound.
I'm with you.
And Mike Anderson leaving a kid in there for three full innings in relief? This early in the season?
He'd mowed them down until then.
I know. But don't you think that some of the early season, I mean, you got your man that's supposed to be coming in and shutting the door, and he just blew saves against...
Crap.
Well, I mean, a couple good teams and a couple not good teams. And even when he came in against UNK, he struggled and gave up the only run in the game. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have any confidence in a closer right now, so he wasn't going to bring him in. And so some of that preseason ball, I think, led up to what happened. You know, if he gets the job done and he gives up the three-run home run, then you go, well, but he don't have a closer right now. No closer in Lincoln.
Hopefully, maybe Chase Adams stepped into that role. He's a junior out of Mineola, Texas, so a Texas kid doing it to Texas. That had to feel good for him. He's been on some monstrous teams. Teams have won 63 games in a row and just some real winners. So hopefully he'll be able to maybe take over that role with some confidence.
Well, everybody wishing that they could be playing today because the weather is going to be very nice. Tomorrow, good enough for March, but windy. And then Wednesday, when everybody's going to try and play, it doesn't look that good. Nebraska is scheduled to begin a 7-game homestand tomorrow at 4:05 against Northern Colorado. And we have tickets. A family four-pack of tickets courtesy of Broadfoot Sand and Gravel coming your way later on in the show. If you want to go watch Husker baseball either Tuesday or Wednesday, we've got a family four-pack of their great tickets right behind the plate, right, Daddy?
Yep, right, second deck, right behind the home plate.
They're outstanding tickets, and we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets later on in the show today. UNK baseball team, 20-0 and 13-2. Winners over Colorado Christian yesterday. They're going to try and play again today. They should be okay. Then they're supposed to return home tomorrow and play Hastings College at 4:30. And how about this? The UNK softball team travels all the way out to New Mexico Highlands and poor field conditions, they can't play. Just call it off to get... I mean, really? They're so poor in New Mexico that you can't get any games in 4 days? Lopers are scheduled to host Wayne State tomorrow and Chadron State Wednesday in doubleheaders, then back to conference play this weekend. Hastings College softball also back home for Wednesday action, but hopefully we can get some of that in, and it's not. If it's cool, fine. If it starts to rain, these fields still aren't good enough to hold really much moisture at all. So,
Doug, once you get there, don't you stay until you play it too?
Well, you would think.
I mean, if we're there already, we're not leaving until we get a doubleheader.
Well, and the bad thing for UNK is Highland stinks. I mean, that's a chance. You know, UNK is right at that spot where they are going to be battling for 6th through 9th in the conference. They need wins against teams that aren't very good, and they're not going to get them. You're supposed to play 4. You don't get any of them. It's just it smells a little bit in the RMAC conference sometimes how that works out. And there's no room for makeup dates. Zero, zip, none, especially for UNK. With all of that travel. But let's get back to the NCAA tournament. Obviously, the shocker is Kansas going out over the weekend. Happy, sad, okay, don't care. I'll start with I'm sad. I wanted Kansas because they're a Big 12 team. They were supposed to be the best. They got to quit choking in the tournament. They either go all the way to the finals or they choke. You don't see them ever getting beat once they get to the Final Four, it doesn't seem like. Step up. They didn't play well and still should have won that ball game. Great credit to Northern Iowa. I love the underdog. I wish Northern Iowa would have beat any other number one seed in the tournament. So let's get that out of the way. But quit how many times again over the weekend and give Michigan State credit. Pass the ball and get it to your strength. Your strength, Kansas, was inside. You keep throwing up threes, off-balance threes. Murray State game, I wouldn't let the kid even gotten back on the bus. You dribble up the floor with 17 seconds left and don't get a shot off because you got to be the man. I cannot tell you how frustrated I was and upset with doesn't matter. I didn't have Murray State in my bracket, had nothing riding on Murray State. But the selfishness.
How about Pittsburgh yesterday?
Well, same thing. It's happened time and time again in this tournament. The selfishness. You are not the man. You are playing on a team in the NCAA tournament. You want to win, or you want to be the man that doesn't get a shot off and dribbles back towards midcourt, double-teamed, instead of passing the damn ball. All right? You want to be the man? Fine. You're the man back on campus in class today.
Yeah, you want to be the man that's got, you may be the man most of the time, but when you got two guys with a hand in your face, pass the ball. There's somebody with an open look. Michigan State found that guy. Yeah, it was a fadeaway. Had to hit a big shot at the, from the top of the key. He found a way to at least get a shot off that looked halfway decent. That's all you want. You come down there. Yeah, it's not like you can set up, get your feet set, toe the line, and go up with a set shot. It doesn't work that way normally. Unless you're Northern Iowa. What a shot that was for the kid to even take the shot when everybody thought he should have been running out the clock. I thought Northern Iowa. I was disappointed in Kansas with one thing. There was never seemed to be a sense of urgency until about 3 minutes left in the game. It's just like, well, we're number one, and they're going to lay down for us at some point, and we'll win this game.
Well, and Tony, I also point out to you, was Kansas really ever in a close game this year? The two they lost weren't at the buzzer. Tennessee blew them out, and Oklahoma State had them the whole way. It didn't come down to the final possession in the last minute.
I just think when you got when you got down by 9, 12 points, which is fine, with 10 minutes left, I wanted to see somebody out there. I wanted to see somebody aggressively try and make a defensive stop. It was just like, oh, we'll just keep running up and down the court, no big deal. Well, it is starting to be a big deal. And then all of a sudden, you saw this great defensive pressure. You saw this up-in-your-face Kansas basketball for 2 minutes. And I thought that, you know, you could go back to, you could analyze every call and everything you want to analyze. In Northern Iowa, yes, Kansas got some calls down the stretch, no doubt about it. But the one call Kansas didn't get was the charge. They called a charge when clearly Bill Self's at the baseline, leaning, going, "You've got to be kidding me."
Was it a charge?
No, the kid clearly slid underneath him.
And when did you see the replay?
They showed one replay of it. They did show one replay of it. You did
when?
That was one.
Well,
right
after the game?
No. Right there. They got a replay of it right from the baseline. A good replay of it for the first time in the tournament.
Now how lucky is Michigan State that they didn't get the timeout call? Because if you, again, as CBS dropped the ball on this one, you can clearly see Tom Izzo in the background calling for a timeout, albeit a split second. That's all you need. You turn, you yell, timeout. And he didn't get it, and they passed it and hit that three to win the ball game. But, again, they're so concerned with showing the crowd and somebody walking to the bench instead of showing a replay of a crucial call in a ball game.
And then switching off of ball games at the end of them. Another deal that...
Well, that was the one you're talking about, A&M yesterday. They had to switch back because that was the core game they wanted. So I didn't think that was a big problem. Your thoughts, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to our Doug and Daddy pool. Over 500 entries. Hard Knocker, and this is it. S. Johns, D. Diesel, or Dessel, they lead it. They lead it right now.
Who do they have to
win? 400 points, right, out of a possible 480?
No, there's more than that.
480 points out of their possible whatever.
640, wouldn't it? It'd be 640?
And
the leader's got 590 or 580 right, in the overall deal.
And so, but then Kansas. In a tie for third, we've got Knights Ball. It has a Davis for a last name, but you don't think you're related to whoever it is. But they've got Kentucky and only 880, so they're not going to probably get there. You have to go all the way down, points remaining, all the way down to the bowler, C. Brisbane, in a tie for 12th. You've got a Niemeyer in there. They both have over 1,000. You've got an R. Yancey in there as well, with Syracuse, West Virginia, and Duke as their possible championship games. Here's a Jordan, a Cub fan, like number 5 entry, has Ohio State to win it all. Mama's Picks from Jeff Oberg. Well, I knew it was Jeff because it's Jay Oberg, our Powder Blue Royals fan. He has Kentucky, but doesn't have Kansas in the finals. So if you don't have Kansas in the finals, then you've still got a chance. I think you got a legitimate chance. And if you don't have them in the Final Four, you've got an even better chance. I'm looking at all these people that have Ohio State. They've got a chance to make a heck of a run. So that's where you're at. You can go check out where you are. And, Danny, we're tied. Your entry, my entry, somewhere around 200th or something like that. We have 380 points, I think. And one of Derek's is in 40th. One of them. A tie for 40th.
And I got Kansas winning it. So that's not going to be up there for very long.
So you're done. Okay.
Yeah, it's done.
Well, there you go. We'll talk more about the Nebraska women. And believe it or not, spring football begins today. UNK is having their first workout today. They've got to go in just the helmets and shoulder pads and whatever it is they do in that to get back into acclimatization or whatever the word is they use there. It's too hard for me to pronounce. But spring football begins for the Huskers on Wednesday. Bo Pelini has his spring press conference tomorrow at 11:30, and you'll hear it right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we come back, we'll talk spring football. Steve Sipple, who's at Minneapolis watching the women, we'll talk a little bit about both from the Lincoln Journal Star coming up next.
The great golf season kickoff sale is on in the Pro Shop at Indian Head. You'll find hats, shoes, and other apparel discounted. If you want extra markdowns, get in quickly and see the clearance items that have to go to make room for the 2010 merchandise. Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course is Indian Head. Log on to IndianHeadGolf.com or call 308-381-4653.
Hastings, it's time to go green with Woodward's Disposal Service. Residential and commercial, Woodward's has owned and operated their own recycling center since 1988. Plus, full-service trash pickup with toters or metal containers ranging from 1 yard to 30. And curbside recycling service is free. Need something hauled away today? Give Woodward's a call. And in a lot of cases, they can pick it up the same day. Family-owned and operated since 1933. Call 402-462-9252 or at woodwardsdisposal.com. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. NCAA Tournament, March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
Otter Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link that I have back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
We come back into the
brought to you by Eats Office Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Fodder. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. Calling for mostly sunny skies. We'll have west winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, and we can expect our high temperature to rebound a good 10 to 15 degrees above the average for this time of year in the middle 60s. Currently 43.
I just want to live. Don't really care about
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Steve Sipple going to join us here in just a moment. Cornell, Cinderella. They're Cinderella, Daddy.
Really shocked at how they really took care of business with Wisconsin. I thought that would be a low-scoring game. Just really just blew the doors off of them.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yori has just been named the Russell Athletic Women's Basketball Coaches Association Division I Coach of the Year. Marking the 28th year this accolade has been presented, which has been selected by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association since 1983. Huskers tied the Big 12 record with a 30-game winning streak, most wins in school history, won 15 more games than last year, first Big 12 team to finish a regular season unbeaten, just the second Big 12 team to go 16-0 throughout league play, led number one Nebraska to the Kansas City region. They thumped Northern Iowa last night, came to Nebraska after 10 years as the head coach at Creighton, graduated from Creighton, and is now the coach of the year, saying in a release just a moment ago, "This is obviously a great honor for me, and I would like to thank all of the people who have supported and encouraged me throughout my career. This award is less about me and more about our team. I think we have the hardest working coaching staff in the country, and the commitment by my assistants has been unbelievable. Most importantly, this award really recognizes the amazing commitment and hard work of our players, not only this year, but the players who came before them and helped build the foundation for the program." Connie Yori, the Women's Basketball Coaches Association National Coach of the Year.
Now we just wait, you know, you're waiting, you're thinking, well, there's no other choice really, is there? But until they announce it, you know, he's a little suspect. That I think I give it to Pat Summitt for the 32nd time. Well, thank God they got this one right. congratulations to her. What an honor. And I think last night early on that ball game was kind of going back and forth, and you thought, come on, this is a 17-15 team, and then all of a sudden Nebraska just keeps playing the pressure-style defense and just overwhelms Northern Iowa.
Well, here's what Coach Yorey had to say after the ball game last night.
I thought our players did a great job of following our game plan, and we wanted to pound it inside. You know, we did that time and time again, and obviously they brought double teams, and but I thought we did a good job of, for the most part, of getting it out of the double and finding the open player, and Kelsey's a good passer out of double teams, and she's seen a lot of them over her career, and you know, they doubled Corey a little bit, but I thought we played well off of our double-team offense today, and I thought that was a big part of the game.
Yorey also says it was nice to shoot the ball a lot better.
It was great to see us knock down some shots. We didn't shoot it well in the Big 12 tournament, but we made 10 threes out of 20 today, and we also shot free throws well. So it was good to see us make those threes. We're going to need that because we're going to consistently see teams that play some sort of variety double onto our post, whether it be through zone or through man, and so we've got to make shots.
Kelsey Griffin became the third Husker to go over the 2,000-point mark in her career, leading the team balance last night with 22. And, of course, in the second half, they didn't have to play near as many minutes because they just crushed Northern Iowa last night.
Easy. That's great to see. You got those players. They rested Vonnie Turner and Dominic Kelly last night because the guard play is going to be so critical in this next round.
UCLA looked pretty good as well. They thumped North Carolina State 74-54, so the Huskers will take on UCLA tomorrow night. 8:30 is the tip time up in Minneapolis.
Well, maybe we'll go to Minneapolis right now and get thoughts from Steve Sipple, who's there with the women's team. Steve, how are you this morning?
Good, Doug and Daddy. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Sip is always where the story is. What's the atmosphere like up there, buddy?
Oh, it was pretty good. I mean, there was about, in Williams Arena last night, I think there were about 2,000 Nebraska fans. It was a good turnout. I don't know. You know, the women's tournament, with Minnesota not being in it, gets a little lost up here, but you know, I think Nebraska fans are reasonably excited and will become more excited if the team, you know, the big thing I think is if they get to the Sweet 16, I think that's when people start to take notice a little bit more.
Sip, when watching UCLA last night, your immediate thoughts on them?
Tough. They'll be tough. This will be a difficult second round game because UCLA is very athletic. They will cause a lot of problems with their athleticism. They've won 15 of their last 17. You know, they've lost to Stanford three times this year, but Stanford is, you know, number one seed. The two things about UCLA stand out. They really trap you. They really will come at you with aggressive defense, and that'll test Nebraska. And they're a good rebounding team for, they're not that big, but they rebound well because they're so athletic. So, and they're quick. So those things will be challenging for Nebraska. It will not be an easy game. I mean, I don't think Nebraska, I think Nebraska's gonna have to work awfully hard to get into the Sweet 16 for the first time in the program's history.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we talk football, one more basketball question. Sip, were you like most of the people in the state and in Lincoln that kind of started paying attention maybe after the LSU game? When did you start paying attention to the women?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Doug. I mean, I went to that game as a spectator. I took the kids, and I was taken that day by how athletic Nebraska, well, how they just dominated LSU, which now LSU is a 7th seed. It's not a vintage LSU team, but they're still, you know, the Tigers are still pretty good. And Nebraska really had their way with LSU that day. And that's definitely when I began to take notice. And I still sense though that, you know, especially among the males and around our age group, you know, there's still a lot of guys that just don't pay attention. I think some of it's just there's so much to pay attention to in America. I mean, we're all we got so much stuff going on. And I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if there's room for the women's tournament in our brain. But I, because of my job, I'm following it closely. And I frankly enjoy it. I kind of enjoy watching this team.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, we turn our attention towards spring football, and I'll be honest, I've liked our quarterback for one game now, one in a row, that Holiday Bowl, and now he's not going to be the quarterback. Who's going to be the starting quarterback in the fall? That's what everybody wants to know.
Wide open. I mean, I really believe that this thing is wide open. I think you're looking at one of four. How's that for you? I'm going to narrow it to four for you. And I put Spano in there, Cody Spano. I mean, if I had to handicap it right now, I'd go Cody Green, Zach Lee second, Taylor Martinez third, and Spano fourth. I think that they would like for Cody to assert himself and become that guy. I think they're going to give him that opportunity. But the thing is he's got to do it. I mean, he's got to take it. He's got to, and if he doesn't show that he can manage the offense, cut down on bad throws, which were a problem in practice last year, interceptions, if he doesn't cut down on errors, it won't be his job. So I view this as a, like everybody else, as a gigantic spring for Cody Green.
Joined now by Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little football. One of the articles today in the Lincoln Journal Star is about Jared Crick, and a lot being heaped on him, maybe unfairly, because now Nebraska fans think we need somebody to take over and be Ndamukong Suh. Nobody's going to be Ndamukong Suh. Is Jared Crick going to be able to handle all this? I don't know if it's pressure, but all of this talk before ball even starts this fall?
I don't know. I don't even know that there is a lot of talk, to be honest. I mean, the defense is so good in other areas, it's not like they have to lean on him. I mean, they're so strong in the secondary. Those corners are so good. Those guys, if Jared was head and shoulders above everybody, it'd be one thing, but he's not. I mean, they have good players on that defense. He doesn't have to. There doesn't have to be any pressure on Jared Crick, in my opinion. They got Pierre Allen up there on the line. I don't even know where that. I don't see that. I just don't see it that way.
Except they seem to move Mike McNeil to wide receiver. Will that be a traditional wide receiver? You see him in a slot, H-back role. Where do you see his role with his team?
Slot. I don't know. Maybe H-back. Ted didn't mention that when he announced this thing. Or he didn't really announce. He just kind of slipped it in on the radio the other night. But it's clear. I'll tell you something that's clear about it. It's not one of those deals where he's going to, where he's going to be playing some tight end, some slot receiver. He's going to be playing receiver. I mean, he's not going to play tight end. He's going to be working every day with Ted Gilmore, the wideouts coach. He's not going to be with Ron Brown. I didn't know that. I didn't see it coming, to be honest. I hadn't talked about it with any of the coaches. So, do I think it's a good move? Yeah, I do, because I don't think they have. I think they're pretty comfortable with Niles Paul. I really, really think that Brandon Kinney will come on this year and surprise everybody to a degree. And then after that, I think they need another guy, another go-to type player, and McNeil fills that void.
Steve Sipple with us on the Lincoln Journal, from the Lincoln Journal Star on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, who's a new name that you expect to come out in spring ball, whether it's a freshman, whether it's a kid that's coming off injury, whether it's just a guy that is finally going to get his chance?
Well, I mean, there's a few guys. Right on the offensive line, that's where I always start. I think you'll see Jamarcus Hardrick establish himself immediately at left tackle. He's the JUCO transfer from Fort Scott, 6'6" or 7", he's big. I don't know, he's over 320. And I think he'll really help that offensive line. And then I think you'll see those red-shirted freshmen, the guys who sat out last year's red shirts, on the offensive line, mainly talking about Brent Qualley and Jeremiah Searles. Those guys, I think Searles will really help at tackle. Qualley could play either guard or tackle, but they're really going to help with depth, and I think they'll be those linemen will be factors immediately.
Kind of an interesting note. I think Qualley's brother played for Montana in the basketball tournament, so really athletic family there. Eric Martin, the rumor is all the athletic ability in the world. Is he picking up the scheme? Will he be on the field this fall?
Well, I mean, he's got plenty of time to learn it, and I think he will. I think he'll be a starting linebacker. Just based on any discussions I had with anybody on that coaching staff over the off season, everything to me points to Eric Martin being a linebacker, starting at the weak side linebacker. You know where Philip Dillard played. I think that he'll give him a lot of what Philip gave him in terms of athleticism and ability to fly around the field and hit people, which Philip did a great job of. The other thing that Philip brought was the ability to organize people on the field. Now, Eric, probably not going to be able to do that right away. So you're right, Daddy. He's got a lot of studying to do. He's going to have to get in the playbook and understand. He's going to have to listen very intently in practice and get that defense down so he can play like Philip did. Philip, I'll tell you what, now, I mean, he would have been, you know, if not for having to sit out those first two games or sitting out because the coaches wanted him to sit out, he would have been the leading tackler on the team. Those are big shoes to fill.
Sip, I guess we're about a month away from the NFL draft. How many players in your mind are going to get drafted? And a quick update on those guys.
Well, I mean, I think you'll see Dillard. I mean, Sue's going to go somewhere in the top eight. Dillard, I think, will get drafted. I think, you know, Asante, I think he'll get drafted. His combine obviously didn't do probably what he wanted in the combine, right? I think he only put that 225 up 10 or 11 times, which Daddy could do, you know, with one arm. Now, I think that Matt O'Hanlon's helped himself immensely, and I suspect that he could be a late-round guy. I think he's worked himself into late-round contention. Those are the guys that I'd look at.
Did you have Kansas winning it all?
You know, I don't fill out a bracket. I just do one kind of for fun, and I had them in the Final Four like 13 million other Americans. I think it was 12.8 or something. At any rate, yeah, I was shocked by what I was seeing. No, I wasn't shocked by it. Was funny. I mean, I'm shocked in a way, but if you watch that game, you're not shocked. I mean, Northern Iowa, it was a matchup problem for Kansas. Northern Iowa does a great job of spreading the floor and kind of negating all that size and athleticism Kansas has. Northern Iowa can go inside or outside, and they spread the floor so well. They're going to be tough. They're a tough team. And now I really feel dumb because I always rip on the Missouri Valley Conference, which I can no longer do now. There's about a 2-year moratorium where that's got to stop. I mean, right? I mean, I think that goes for everybody. You win a game like that, then what can you say? My hat's off to Missouri Valley Conference and Northern Iowa in particular.
You know, Sip, I look at that Northern Iowa, just the roster, and the first thing that comes to mind is, boy, Pat, I'd like to buy a vowel. I'll take an E. And Vanna's up there for like 27 minutes flipping E's.
That's not a bad thing. But now listen, I got you. I mean, it's hard. I don't just call them by their first names.
That sounds like a great. Keep it simple for Daddy. I'll tell you what. That hey, Sip, we'll let you get back. It's got to be close to lunchtime, so I hope to see you here very soon and enjoy the basketball and spring football. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great day.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, Husker beat writer, also following the women's basketball team up in Minneapolis. And don't forget, folks, that spring football game is on April the 17th, and ESPN Radio, along with First Holiday Tour and Travel, is putting together the ultimate Husker game day. Football, volleyball, baseball, all in one day, three teams, three sports, included in the Husker Game Day package, because you're going to be leaving in the morning, deluxe motor coach, juice, rolls, and coffee for breakfast on board, then a pregame tailgate lunch, then it's off to the football game, the Nebraska spring game, then after that, right across the lot to the baseball game as the Huskers play Kansas, and then that night, the Husker women's volleyball game, the only home spring contest against Illinois, then it's right on back to your hometown. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the details or to download the brochure, or you can call First Holiday Tour and Travel, 800-652-1950, 800-652-1950, all the details at ESPNSuperstation.com. Three Husker teams, three sports, one day, Saturday, April 17th, the spring game, Husker baseball against Kansas, Husker volleyball against Illinois. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to head off to Southern Valley High School and talk with Mike Lanham, one of the winningest coaches in Nebraska history. He's decided to hang him up. We'll chat with him about it when we come back.
Every year, Advance Auto Parts recycles 5 million gallons of used motor oil, enough to fill 7 Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's because at Advance, we offer free, convenient oil recycling. Come in today and get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for $16.99. Find it for less, and we'll match it. See store for details. Our price match guarantee and free oil recycling. Two more reasons to choose Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Hi, Tom Baudet with some good news for web wanderers. Motel 6 now offers Wi-Fi, which is short for wireless Fi something. It lets your computer talk to the internet through magic. So now you can book a room on Motel6.com while you're actually in a Motel 6. It's like those drawings where one hand is drawing another, which is drawing the first hand. Those things freak me out. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Remax First Choice.
We get phones ringing and doorbells dinging. Remember, no one sells more real estate than Remax.
Let Remax First Choice put you in touch with all the information about the $8,000 first time and $6,500 existing home buyers tax credits. The program won't last forever, so call Remax First Choice today.
Call Remax First Choice at 462-2525 or at HastingsFirstChoice.com. Hastings First Choice, your best choice. Remember, no one sells more real estate than Remax.
For generations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. We're the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region with over 140 years of combined experience at our two locations. We're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. With a high level of customer service at both locations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. Calling for mostly sunny skies. We'll have west winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, and we can expect our high temperature to rebound a good 10 to 15 degrees above the average for this time of year in the middle 60s. Currently 43.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Tomorrow, Chuck Dummer's in. Is it that time already? Pheasants Forever Banquet right around the corner. We're going to talk with Chuck. We're going to hear Bo Pelini's press conference on the program tomorrow as well. Mike Lanham is standing by. And, Daddy, good news for Coach. You got something coming his way.
Oh, yes. We're feeding him today from Burger King, the Steakhouse Thick Burger. Great flame-broiled taste. All the Burger King burgers are 30% larger than McDonald's. Angus burger, some Angus burger from some other place. I don't know where that is. Cilantro lime fish sandwich, a delicious new taste only at Burger King.
Well, Daddy, a lot of basketball talk going on has been focused on the college game here, but with the high school season just wrapping up, more and more of this starts to happen. We'll start to see some coaching changes, some vacancies, some retiring, some moving on, some getting let go. But that has never, ever happened at Oxford/Southern Valley High School until today. He started the program. He coached there for 35 years. And Mike Lanham says it's time to enjoy some of the other things in life. He has won 478 basketball games, 72.5% of the games he's coached. They have won. They've won state two times, and they were just at state here this last season. And Mike Lanham joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, congratulations. How's day one of retirement? Oh, wait, you're still teaching.
Yeah, I still have to come. I don't know. But every day that goes by, it's sinking in just a little more, and I think I'm enjoying it to the most.
Mike, of all the talks you had about when you're thinking about quitting coaching and teaching and everything involved, 478, 500 staring you in the face, did that ever come up?
Oh, you know, I was asked that, and no, not really. I mean, it's a number. Yeah, it'd have been great to be up to 500, but, you know, I it's just the right time. I think it's the right time for me and the school, and so no, that really isn't a big issue for me.
Well, Mike, if you hadn't been 1-8 back in 1975, you'd have been even closer.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we appreciated the one, let me tell you.
Well, and you know, as I looked at all this, and of course, friends with Mike and good friends with his son, Tony, who played, of course, at Oxford before the transfer over to Southern Valley, he sent me all these stats, and it's funny because I'm old enough to remember when things just got started, but, you know, only playing 8, 9, 10 games, and then it was up to about 13, 14, 15, and now, if you're very fortunate, you play anywhere between 23 and 26 ball games. And I suppose that, as much as anything, talks about the evolution of how far the gals have come along, Coach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has changed so much, you know, and over the past 10 to 15 years, it's even made a big jump there, but... Yeah, the 9 games we started out with, I mean, they were all great, and it was a building block, but 9 was enough too. I mean, it was pretty crude back at the beginning.
Mike, what was the toughest challenge back in the beginning? Was it on the offensive end?
Yeah, it really was. If you had one player that had some decent basketball skills, offensive skills, you know, you were going to have a good basketball team. So that was by far the biggest challenge.
Mike Lanham joins us here. He's the head basketball coach at Southern Valley, announcing his retirement over the weekend. There have been so many great players and state championships, but ups and downs, but a lot more ups, Coach. What do you think was the key to maintaining the Eagles and the Cardinals at the time? There were never really a lot of losing years in a row. I mean, you guys have been able to maintain a pretty good tradition throughout this entire 35 years.
Yeah, we really have. And, you know, and I've been so fortunate. I mean, obviously, you know, I've had some kids that were interested in playing basketball, but even more than that, the parents, you know, that you just don't get into the teaching and coaching profession and stick around somewhere for 35 years unless things are going good for you, you know, not only in the school but in your community. And I just cannot say enough about the parental support that I've had. You know, in 35 years, I've maybe only had 2 or 3 phone calls from a parent, and most of those ended up okay, and we went on with life, you know. But that's got to be, you know, the biggest key to the success, I guess, that the program has had is just the support that I've gotten from the parents, and then that obviously runs off on the kids.
How many of those parental phone calls came from Sharon Lanham?
Well, I guess I didn't include those. Yeah, there were several of those, but, you know, my daughter graduated in 4 years, which is a good thing, and then she kind of backed off a little bit.
Mike, when you think about it, obviously in 35 years and the offensive came along and you had some great players, do you have a top 2, 3, 4, 5 or a team established of your all-time greats at Southern Valley and Oxford?
Oh, I really don't. You know, I mean, I've had so many good kids, you know, that have gone on, and I've had some go and play Division I basketball, And it just, I'd be afraid I'd leave somebody out. You can understand that. And as far as the teams go, you know, from the middle 80s to 1990, I mean, we just had a super run in there where we had kids go through the program, and I think maybe from their freshman year to senior year, only lost like four or five ball games in that span. And you know, those were some very good basketball teams. But I've had some good ones down here, too. And as I said, they've evolved so much and changed so much that it's really hard to make that comparison. But there isn't one of them that I'm not proud of.
Southern Valley coach Mike Lanham is joining us here. 478 career victories as he has decided to hang them up. In 1980, they made it to state for the first time. And then in 86, they were undefeated and made it to the state semifinals, a one-point loss to Wausau. I mean, that probably was one of those that you're never, ever going to forget, because then they come back to have another great year in 87. The only losses, Daddy, were to Bertrand that year. But, Mike, take us back to that period when the state tournament was finally starting to get really, really established.
Yeah, well, that was some great times. Back in 84, somewhere in there, I had a group of girls that really wanted to play basketball. They wanted to improve, and we went to team camps, and then they were a week long. You know, you worked individuals in the morning, games in the afternoon, and evenings, and they really got the thing going. And when they were seniors, we did lose in the semifinals on a, and I never blamed an official in my life, but on a call at the end that was very questionable, and with 3 or 4 seconds, it took a basket away from us, and we lost that, and that kind of burnt, but it kind of built the character of the kids, and from there, you know, we went on, and like I said, in 87, had a great year, and yeah, Bertrand beat us twice, Jerry Stein was there when we had a bunch of great times together, and 88 was just what can you say, we were 22-0, and our kids just played so well, and I had like four or five kids in double figures, and I had 3 or 4 seniors that didn't play a whole lot, but yet were part of the team and never heard one bad word, never anything, you know. So it was just a great time. I mean, that was I can remember one year in there, we had like 37 girls out for basketball at Oxford, and I had 2 or 3 student managers, and I think there were about 4 other girls in high school that didn't participate. So it was a great time.
Well, during that time, 86, they went 18-1 in that state semifinal. The next year, 15-2, and then in 88, capped the state championship season at 22-0. So in 3 seasons, just those 3 losses. Mike, before we let you get out of here, you've seen it all. Do you like the way the system is right now? You've seen four classes. You've seen districts and regionals. You've seen 6 classes. You've seen wild cards. What's the best system in your mind?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm old school. I don't really like the wild card. We've been there twice on it, but I still don't really care for it. I think it's a state tournament. I think it ought to be run like the NCAA, and I know they want to bring the best teams to the state. But you know, that would be one of the things that I guess I just really am old school. I'd just soon see it run the way it was used to be. And the other end of it, the game is just, as I mentioned earlier, changed so much. And used to be a lot of touch fouls, a lot of this and that. And now it's getting to be a physical game. It's getting to be a game for whoever's the strongest and quickest and most athletic. But you got to change with the times, and that's what people want to see. So I guess that'd be my two main things.
On your way out, Mike, anything you'd like to say about the officiating in hindsight?
Well, no, the only thing I would like to say is I'm disappointed I never got you down here, because I'd have sure liked to sit there on the sideline and visit with you.
We'd have done it, buddy.
He can still set those contracts for next year. Mike, we're out of time, but we look forward to seeing you this summer, and there's always an open mic anytime you're looking to come to a basketball game.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for everything.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Lanham, great guy, and as all the coaches are that we deal with, and what a record he has had at Southern Valley / Oxford. 478 wins, 181 losses. Oh, man. They've averaged 50 points a game in 35 years, so it shows you that they had a few games in there. They won the title in 88 and 90. They've been to three state tournaments here in the last 5 years, and just had some great, great games. Even played a four overtime game one time against Rep Valley. So congratulations, and best of luck to Coach Lanham.
And I don't know this for a fact about the early days, but I believe he scored in every half, so that going for him as well.
Wow. You're just a weirdo. We have got a family four-pack of tickets to Nebraska baseball, both Tuesday and Wednesday, against Northern Colorado, brought to you by Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. These are great tickets right behind home plate, even in the second deck. I mean, it's going to be very nice, and you're going to want to check out some Nebraska baseball. So, we've got them for Tuesday, and we've got them for Wednesday. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. 4:05 tomorrow is the start time. If you would like the tickets, do we want to throw a trivia or just we want to put it out there? If you can use them, you can have them. What do you think, Tony?
If you can use them, you can have them, I say. If they're going to use them,
well,
let's
are lighting up.
Okay, let's
we better go
trivia.
Trivia. We better go trivia to make it fair. Here it is. Last night. Here's the trivia question. Last night, Kelsey Griffin became just the third Husker women's basketball player to score over 2,000 points in her career. Name one of the other two. We'll take a break and be back after this.
What do you think when I say incorporate your business or form an LLC? How about wills, trusts, powers of attorney, patents, real estate, uncontested divorce, even bankruptcy help? If you said LegalZoom, brilliant thinking. At LegalZoom, you can save time and money by creating your own superb legal documents. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
When you're ready to plan something great, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created My Savings Plan, an online tool that comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. With My Savings Plan, you can plan, set, and monitor your savings goals. You can also set up automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account into your savings account. So plan your way to a brighter tomorrow. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Can you think of a better place to be than Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska on a college football Saturday?
Three Husker teams will play three Husker sports on April 17th. So join us on the road to Lincoln.
Holy moly!
The day starts with the red and white spring game. Then Husker baseball versus Kansas. Followed by volleyball against Illinois.
Holy cow!
We'll take a luxury motor coach round trip with continental breakfast on the way. And a tailgate lunch before football. All tickets are included in the $89 price.
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side. Your helmet, because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
To reserve your seat, call First Holiday Tour and Travel at 308-384-1800 or 800-652-1950. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy.
Loberlane is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan. Loberlane, during the Doug and Daddy Show, on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. Calling for mostly sunny skies. We'll have west winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, and we can expect our high temperature to rebound a good 10 to 15 degrees above the average for this time of year in the middle 60s. Currently 43.
Another one bites the dust. We've got our winners for the Nebraska baseball tickets. Mortiz Ivey, Karen Jennings, and now Kelsey Griffin are the teams that have scored over 2,000 points in their Husker women's career. So congratulations. We got a couple winners there, Derek?
Yeah, we do. Bert from Alda and Mark from Kearney, both winners.
All right. That sounds outstanding. Oh, and it's an outstanding day for golf, too, Daddy. I saw people all over the place at Metal Arc Hills this weekend. I said, you know, I didn't think
in
it was
shorts.
That nice, but apparently, yeah, in shorts. Now, that's what you wear all the time. I mean, even you weren't breaking out the shorts this weekend, were you?
No, a little, just a little brisk for me yet.
You were, of course, so don't forget Metal Arc Hills is open, folks, on this Monday. If you've got the extended weekend or just happen to have a Monday afternoon off, give them a call out there at 233-3265. League's forming as well. You can find out a whole lot more information by contacting Metal Arc Hills. Daddy, what about... You were out driving around yesterday checking out lakes. I thought you were going fishing, but no, you were just driving around checking out water.
Well, you know, it was great to see. Got an opportunity yesterday, didn't have much going on. Took off driving, went up to Elwood Reservoir. Saw that lake at one time, thinking about taking all the restrictions off of it, basically letting the fishermen gut the lake because everything was going to die in it. Well, plans have changed, and Elwood Reservoir is on its way back, folks. It's up 15 feet. In another month, they think it will be a full pool, which is great news. Talked to Brad Newcomb, our friend from the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, and they are putting fish in it continually, restocking. They say that when that lake is up, it helps the water table throughout Harlan County so much. That's one of the main reasons it will remain full. A great, great, if you're a fisherman out there or a wildlife fan at all, just so many species of fish to catch at Elwood Reservoir, and it's a lake like no other in central Nebraska, so it's on its way back. Great to see. Then the ice compaction at Johnson Lake, another interesting.
You know what, I don't want to slam the lake, but I sure could have had fun with you right there. It's good. It's fun. I'm glad it's on its way back. Nebraska's Craig Brester, a national runner-up in the NCAA wrestling tournament. Steve Dwyer finishes fourth, both All-Americans. Nebraska tied for 12th in the team race, which won again easily by Iowa, followed by Cornell and Iowa State. And to all you wrestling fans, the big play of the weekend, which I find amazing, with the NCAA men's basketball tournament, they gave the number one to the wrestler, I believe it was from Minnesota, who had the takedown and near fall in the last 10 seconds to beat the Iowa wrestler to start the championships off at the Quest Center. And so even the folks at Sports Center thought that was bigger than the Michigan State shot yesterday.
Then like a spider monkey jumped into the crowd.
Tri-City Storm dropped a pair over the weekend. Derek, what's going on?
Not sure. They didn't look very
behind
good
early and often.
Yeah, behind early, trying to dig out of a hole, couldn't do it. Yeah.
Did the officiating suck on Friday?
Oh, come on. You weren't even there. You don't know nothing about hockey officiating.
I do more than those three.
Hey,
more than those three did on Friday.
Speaking of Friday, you weren't there. You weren't there. You were at Silver Lake.
Hey,
losing the game of cat to me, by the way, at halftime. That was great. We should have given more time to this on the show today. We want to thank the Myers family and Derek Meyer and all the Huskers that we had a good time. Chris Brooks, he can get up. He can get up. Fun time there, and I know they continue to travel the state, so we had a good time over there with the Husker football seniors in their basketball game. And, boy, you don't want to get you want to guard Brent Grable. He can shoot the three. We can shoot the three. So I want to say thanks to all the folks over there for having a good time on Friday. Tomorrow, spring football press conference. Bo Pelini just after 11:30. Chuck Dummer from Pheasants Forever will join us as well on the program tomorrow. And we've got more Travis Tuesday trivia. We want to thank Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal star and Southern Valley Girls coach Mike Lanham, for joining us on the show today.
I want to thank you for joining us on the show today. We'll see you in 23 hours. Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!